And you might have noticed that the federal government has made a little bit of a change to superannuation laws recently. To discuss that, we're joined by the Director of Advocacy at Industry Super Australia, Georgia Brumby. Georgia, good morning.
Hi, Keith. Thanks for having me.
What exactly is the main change that the government has made to the superannuation legislation?
Yeah, so we saw some really great news this week with Parliament passing some legislation that will see 300,000 more workers who previously weren't receiving super contributions be able to receive them. So there was this very outdated rule that meant if you were earning less than $450 in a month from that particular employer, then you wouldn't receive super on top of that. Now, I know for some people, they might think that sounds very low, but, you know, if we think about sort of our part-time workers and particularly women who might be coming back to work after having a baby or, you know, a few years out of the workforce caring for children, they might only be a week, for example. That meant that even though they were working, they weren't receiving that compulsory super contribution that everyone else was receiving. So there was this whole chunk of our workforce, particularly women, so two-thirds of that 300,000 people are women, that were really being discriminated against and missing out on vital super payments. So this is a really positive change that we've seen the government bring in.
Speaking this morning with the Director of Advocacy at Industry Super Australia, Georgia Brumby, about changes to superannuation legislation. And Georgia, would it be correct to say that if somebody had a job where they would earn $900 a month, but that was split between three employers, that they still wouldn't be earning superannuation?
Yeah, I think that's correct. So it is for that particular, because obviously if I had two jobs at the moment, then I receive super contributions from each of those employers. They're required to pay on top of that. So it was considered on that sort of employer basis because they're the ones who are required to pay super. So you could see again, yeah, for people who might have a couple of part-time jobs, they were really being impacted by this. So it was just this funny sort of old loophole that I think originally was designed, going back to sort of the days when there wasn't electronic payments and all of that sort of stuff, to make it easier for employers to sort of keep on top of. But, you know, these days with the technology that we have, there was really no reason that these workers would be missing out on these super payments. And, you know, particularly with women, we know that they already retire with less super than men. And so the fact that this was predominantly impacting women was just another thing that was sort of setting them back further.
And this also benefits a lot of older workers as well who may have very much scaled back their hours and are therefore earning a lot less money. This is a real benefit to older workers who are working less hours as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you could see sort of, I suppose, that at all ends of the spectrum. So, you know, we might see it for those younger workers who, you know, are just entering the workforce, maybe while they're studying. As I said, mums who might be taking that time out of work to really care for their children and only doing a couple, you know, shifts a week. And, of course, as you say, you know, older workers who might be coming to the end of their career, dialing down their work hours, you know, they should still be earning super. The whole, you know, one of the beauties of our compulsory superannuation system is its universality, you know, that it should be there for everyone. And so, yeah, this will really, I think, even the playing field and make a big difference to those workers.
And just finally, Georgia Brumby, Director of Advocacy with Industry Super Australia, has there been any modelling done on how much money this will put in the pay packets of average workers?
Currently, the rules are that it's 10% of your super, sort of on top of your wages is the minimum. So, you know, if you're earning $450, say you were right on that limit a month, with one employer, you know, previously you might not have got anything, now you'll get 10% of that. So it is a small amount, but we know the beauty of super is that once it goes into your account, compound interest, it just increases and increases over your lifetime, and then you'll end up with a much bigger nest egg at the end of it.
And that's very good news for our low-income earners.
Absolutely.
Director of Advocacy at Industry Super Australia, Georgia Brumby, thank you very much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me, Keith.